John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
You know, we always talk to our music musicologist buddy, Chris Epting, about, well, music and bands, and his, of course, his book, If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow, 50 Lyrical Lines That Help Describe the 70s. But Chris has a number of books, and one of our faves is Led Zeppelin Slept Here, all of the rock and roll landmarks that are around this country. And, you know, Chris, on a number of occasions, you've made reference, when we talk about the Doors, about this bathroom that Jim Morrison did vocals in for L.A. Woman. Where is it? What was it? What's the story behind it?
It's amazing. It's at 8512 Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood. The building is still there. Until recently, it was a Mexican restaurant. And when it was open, the building is not open today, but there's a plaque on the side of it. But when it was open, when you went into the men's room there, hanging on the wall was a gold record of L.A. Woman, with a little story about the fact that this building was not just the Doors' recording studio, it was their offices upstairs. So this was their hangout. Plenty of photos of them, you know, pictured there inside and outside. And on any given day back in the late 60s, this is where you would find the band doing business, making music and whatnot. But Morrison fell in love with the acoustics of that bathroom. It was a tiny little room. And so for the album, L.A. Woman, title track, of course, included, that is where he did all the vocals. And it made you want to drink more in the restaurant to have to go to the men's room to soak up the vibe that was in there. Because how many places are like that, where you can literally go stand, you know, in the space where music like that was done? I mean, bathrooms kind of play a part in rock and roll. They're for their acoustics. I remember being in a building at CBS in L.A. where the Beach Boys did some Pet Sounds recording and all that. But this was different. The fact that they just strung a microphone in there so Morrison could go in there and wail, I thought was amazing. So if you walk by there today, the marker on the sign says this location in 1970 was known as the Doors Workshop. The Doors used this building as a recording studio. L.A. Woman was mixed and recorded here. And I'm not sure what happened to the memorabilia that was inside the bathroom back then, but hopefully, I mean, look, thankfully the building is still standing in Los Angeles. A lot of things come down quicker than they maybe should, but that one is still there. And if you're a Doors fan, look, West Hollywood is a hotbed of Doors, great Doors landmarks, but I think that's the best one because, again, where else can you stand and know exactly where a classic was recorded?
Well, wow. I love being in WeHo, and I think one of my favorite places, whenever I'm driving on Santa Monica and West Hollywood, there's this one store, and it has a rainbow flag out front, and it says in huge letters, "The gayest store in all of America." And I just get such a laugh out of it. You show your pride, brother. You show your pride. All right. Well, 8512 Santa Monica Boulevard is where the famed bathroom is. And the song sounds like this. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.